Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Always enjoy our time here. Let's now talk to our man Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer, sponsored by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, Four Nations face-off. So far, I'm a fan. How are you?
I'll let you know if I'm a fan after we play Canada on Saturday and after the championship on Thursday. No. Last night was exactly what this tournament needed. I talked to hockey people all day. There was a healthy skepticism about the quality of play in this tournament. Was there going to be hitting? Was it going to be a glorified all-star game? And I think last night's game with Canada and Sweden really answered those questions, that the games are going to be intense. The level of skill is going to be incredible. And you know, thanks to Sweden's comeback, you know, we got a little bit of drama last night in the overtime. So it was the perfect launching point for this new event. It put it on the radar of a lot of people. And then obviously the NHL hopes that the diehards and the casuals all tune in on Saturday night to watch the USA take on Canada.
I do know this. I got word this morning that Team Canada is going to get some citations because it's illegal to have Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, Nathan McKinnon, Cale Makar, and Sam Reinhart all on the ice at the same time. That's basically their power play. And, like, I saw that and was like, how in the world do you defend that?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point NATO should step in with some sanctions to take away the weaponry that Canada has in their arsenal. It's incredible. I mean, if you didn't see the goal that they scored last night, it was Makar at the point to McDavid. He plays catch with Crosby for a second, and then Crosby sends a blind backhand pass to McKinnon for an unstoppable shot. Brad Marchand of Team Canada was asked the other day, how would you defend this power play? And he's like, teams should be allowed to put all three of their goalies in the net at the same time. and like, I don't even think that would have done the trick last night with how good that power play looked. I will note, though, and this is going to be hilarious for anybody who watches a second of the NHL, Canada did not get another power play the entire game, which is so typical of NHL officiating. Like, if you watch, like, an Edmonton game, and their power play is clicking at, like, 40% with McDavid and Draisaitl, they have a funny way of not getting a power play when they're up 3-1. And Canada had the lead in that game early. They kept the lead into the third period, and lo and behold, they didn't even get another second of power play time in that game after what they did on their first power play.
So I'm curious of your thoughts on overtime, because I they're doing NHL rules and all those things, but a 10-minute 3-on-3, I know the guys were saying last night they were absolutely gassed after that. I'm not a huge fan of the 3-on-3 in general. But I know there were talks of they try it here and then, you know, maybe adopt it in the NHL altogether. But what did you think about an extended 3-on-3?
Well, let me ask a question to your question. How do you feel about the shootout?
I don't know. The Predators they've been in one this year, I think. And so it was like, oh, this is exciting. Haven't seen this in a while, which is kind of what it was supposed to be, you know, when they put it in there. So it's gimmicky. I think they're both gimmicky, but I would rather have that and have a result than have a tie, because I think ties should not exist in pro sports.
I get you on that. I hate the shootout. I hate the idea that we've taken this team game and we end it in a situation where there's not a defenseman playing his position. There's not a pass attempted. It's a lousy way to finish off the previous, like, 65 minutes of team game that we saw.
Yeah.
So when I look at a 10-minute 3-on-3, I say to myself, okay, that's 10 minutes of time that you're giving to these incredible, talented athletes to figure out a way to end this game before we get to a shootout. And I think if you give them that kind of runway, and even the most boring 3-on-3 has a few moments where somebody misses a shot, and then for the next minute and a half, it's like a Looney Tunes cartoon. Like, it's just crazy. And so if you do that over the course of 10 minutes, I think you probably reduce shootouts to nothing. You reduce shootouts to being extremely rare. And then to your point, then they actually become kind of cool because you never get to see them. So I'm in favor of expanding 3-on-3 to 10 minutes and giving these guys all the chance in the world. The other innovation in this tournament, though, is that it's the first time the NHL is rolling out the idea of giving 3 points for a regulation win, 2 points for an overtime win, 1 point for an overtime loss. And that's kind of the sidebar of that Canada game last night, is that they blew a third period lead and left a point on the table. They only get 2 points for that win last night. So depending how things go against the U.S. on Saturday, depending how Sweden does for the rest of the tournament, that point that they lost last night could maybe come back into play later in the tournament.
You know, Greg, I know it's an honor to play for your home country, but if I'm a GM and my star player is playing in this four-nation tournament, I'm on the edge of my seat, and I'm not sure I'm happy about that. Has there been any scuttlebutt from GMs about one of their star players? And I hate you talk injuries, they might happen or whatever, but any talk about, I'm not so sure I want my star player in this thing?
Well, we already had an injury last night. Shea Theodore of the Vegas Golden Knights is out of the tournament. He injured his hand, bracing himself on a hit from Adrian Kempe of Sweden. I don't know what the X-ray result was. All I know is that John Cooper said he's not playing the rest of the tournament, which, of course, opened up an interesting conversation about Vegas. Are they happy or sad that one of their guys can go on long-term injured reserve? Vegas famous for stashing those guys on long-term injured reserve and then using their salary cap space at the trade deadline. But obviously you never want to see a guy get hurt. Yeah, that's the scary part about all of this. That's the scary part about sending the boys to the Olympics. It's playing in these exhibition tournaments that have nothing to do with the playoff race in the regular season. And that's why you saw, for example, the Vancouver Canucks and Quinn Hughes have a real come-to-Jesus conversation about, hey, buddy, you're not 100%. We're in a playoff race. You've been our MVP. Ultimately, it's your call, but here's what our doctors are saying, and maybe wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it's better if you stay home, and he's not playing for the U.S. So it is a gamble, but that's why you got to give credit to the players and give credit to the teams, their investment in this. You can count on one hand the number of guys that have asked out of this tournament for injury concerns, because everyone else who was named to the rosters is pretty much playing.
So let's flip it on a guy like Juuse Saros, who's not having the best year. We all can admit that. He goes to this tournament, Greg, and he plays lights out and shuts out these teams. What can that do for a guy like him who's having that rough year when he goes out there and he shuts down three other nations, some of the best players on the planet?
Well, it could definitely give you some confidence back, right, for the rest of the regular season. But it also speaks to something that's unique about these kinds of events. And it's the same thing that players say about the outdoor games that they play during the regular season, which is that they could come at a time when you don't want them to come. You know, if you're a team that was absolutely rolling, you didn't want to see this break show up and break your momentum, and now you got to come back and build it back up again. That's kind of a bummer. But if you're not playing well and you have one of these events as kind of like a break in your season or a chance to just kind of like do something else for a little bit and get your mind off the spiral that is your season, sometimes it can be transformative. Sometimes it could be the therapy that you need. And in the case of a guy like Juuse, I mean, Lord knows, playing for Finland and maybe playing well for Finland could certainly go a long way in trying to get his head right in what's been a really rough season for him.
I always like to look at teams when they head into the break, how well they're playing. And this Winnipeg team, Greg, hits the break winning 8 straight games. I mean, what are they doing so well that nobody seems to be able to figure out? And this team looks like, okay, they've hit a plateau and they've lost again. Then they win 5 more. What are they doing so well in Winnipeg?
I mean, their foundation is the best goalie on the planet. So that's always a good place to start. Hellebuck has been incredible for them. Hopefully he continues to be incredible for the U.S. in this tournament. But, you know, when you look at the percentage of games that he's won, it's astounding. I think at one point in recently, it was like the Jets won 37 games and he had 33 wins of those games. So, I mean, he's just been responsible for a lot of the things that have gone right for them. And when things have not worked out for them in other departments of the team, he's always been there as a steadying presence. But they score a lot of goals. Mark Scheifele, Kyle Connor, they've got some good offensive depth on that team. But for the thing that impresses me most about them, and it's something that I wrote about earlier this year, they've really kind of got their minds in the right place insofar as using the regular season to build things with an eye towards the playoffs, not get too high, not get too low, just sort of keep the train rolling and working on, you know, what you need to do to be better players, because they've had a couple of regular seasons now where they've done well, and then they go to the playoffs and they get absolutely whacked. So I think they've got the right mindset, they've got the right talent mix, and they, of course, have a goaltender that gives them the confidence that they can be okay if other parts of the team aren't working out right.
Well, I'm just glad the NHL Jets have it figured out, because the NFL Jets have definitely not figured it out.
I saw a report this morning that we might draft Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, which is the state of affairs of our quarterback situation right now. It's going to be like Tyrod Taylor, whatever's left of Kirk Cousins if the Falcons cut him, and then maybe Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't want Rodgers back.
He ain't bad.
Who, Jackson?
Well, 8 minutes ago, they tweeted, "We have informed Aaron Rodgers that we will be moving on in a different direction." I'm like, okay, thanks. I think we knew that.
We knew that. Yeah. I mean, listen, what he did in basically what was garbage time for the rest of that season does not mean anything to me. And the guy is still one hit away from being out. You know, so.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was a circus. I do find it funny, though, that, like, what probably caused the final schism between the two was, like, the new coach is being like, stop doing McAfee. And he's like, absolutely not. And I'm just like, all right. Happy trails, man. Enjoy probably the rain.
Right.
One more for Greg Wyshynski is with us. One more for you on hockey. You know, the trade deadline is approaching, and I found it interesting because I had somebody from the front office of the Preds kind of explain this to me, that there's not really a roster freeze going on right now during this break. So, you know, trades could potentially happen or conversations could happen. How active do you think GMs are going to be, though, once the break is over and play resumes?
Oh, it's a real mystery. I mean, there's been some reporting about how their players have been told, hey, listen, we know this is a break for you, but there's a chance the trades are going to occur over this 2 weeks. And I do expect there's going to be at least some action. But that being said, I mean, I think there's a reason why we had a mad dash of stuff getting done right before the Four Nations tournament, the Rantanen trade, the JT Miller trade, and, you know, Pittsburgh and Vancouver do their business. It's a bunch of stuff, big stuff happened right early on. And then the trade deadline's March 7th. So when this thing is done, there's still a decent amount of real estate before we get the actual trade deadline. So I'm guessing there's going to be most of the business done after this tournament. I know the NHL, when they do these big events, typically likes there not to be anything that overshadows the event. I think that's probably a factor too. But then once this thing is done, I mean, hell, there might be a trade completed by the time the guys are getting their medals after that championship game next Thursday. That's how quickly things are going to move.
For sure. Going to be interesting. Enjoy the rest of the Four Nations tournament. Looking forward to getting your thoughts on that next week. So thanks so much. We'll talk to you then.
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
Greg Wyshynski joining us here on the program from ESPN, presented by Old National Bank. Get old.
So when we come back, we need to talk about something that people are still talking about that happened at the Super Bowl on Sunday, and it's a bunch of nothing. Yet the story I'm reading right now, the story won't go away. It's driving me crazy.
Does this have something to do with a certain show?
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
But I want your opinion because it's driving me crazy that we're still talking about this.
We will do that, and we'll take your calls and text 615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Did you clap, Dr. Crane?
I did.
Good, good. We're glad because you needed to.
Thank
you. Nashville's best deal this week, 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. Big Joe and Dr. Crane love it. So do I. 312 Pizza Company serves the best pizza in town, as well as Chicago-style eats like Chicago dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, and more. Just head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get half off a $30 gift card to 312 Pizza Company while supplies last.
You ready?
Yeah, that's you.
So, for the last 24 hours before the Aaron Rodgers news just broke, and do you want to go over that again real quick?
Yes. The New York Jets have tweeted that they are parting ways with Aaron Rodgers.
We're moving on.
Moving on.
So, there you go. Aaron Rodgers news. So, this on the NFL landing page at ESPN.com, this was the number one story for the last 24 hours until Aaron Rodgers moved out. And it's driving me insane. And you people are going to know why when I tell you this.
This is kind of a big deal, so I'm going to pass this along. Colorado's Travis Hunter will attend the combine as a cornerback. So I guess he had to declare what position he was going to be. So he's going to go as a DB.
Interesting. Because the money is in wide receiver, but I digress. Yeah. All right, so the story on ESPN.com for 24 hours – was Saquon Barkley doesn't understand why fans booed Taylor Swift. This story will not go away. Do you know why Taylor Swift got booed at the Superdome?
I mean, I think there's a myriad of reasons.
Here it is. I was told between 70 to 75% of that crowd were Eagles fans.
Okay.
Who is she dating?
Travis Kelce.
Who's he play for?
Chiefs.
Story over.
There you go.
They booed her because she's dating a Chiefs player.
Are people trying to make this a political thing?
Oh, yeah. They're getting far, and it's not – I don't think we are. I think the media is trying to do this.
Can I just say, like
– Let's stop this.
There are people listening to this program right now that are going to disagree with me to the end of time, and that's fine. I don't give a rat's ass who you voted for or what your political beliefs are. And you should not give a rat's ass about anybody else. Just focus on you. But, like, we let that stuff seep into our everyday lives and what music we like and what movies we like or TV shows we like. It's like, oh, they voted for Trump or, oh, they voted for Kamala. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, right.
Like, why do you care so much what other people do with their lives and are thinking?
I totally agree. And so for him not to understand why his fan base booed somebody who's dating a Chiefs player, it's Philadelphia fans. They are beautiful, and they all sports fans are ignorant, and they're everything you want them to be. And Eagles fans are passionate about their team. So when you flash it on the scoreboard, they're gonna boo. And the fact he doesn't understand.
But you know what? You know.
Gosh.
Well, here's what's funny. They would not have booed if the other Kelce, if Jason had been up there with her like he was last year.
Yeah. Right.
If they had shown her and Jason, you could have covered it up.
There we go. That's a good point.
I don't know if he was up there this year or where he was. I mean, I know he was doing some stuff for ESPN, so he might have been working.
But it's everywhere. And then People Magazine, I got on their Facebook page because they had the same story. I was like, look, she's dating a Chiefs player, and it was a pro-Philly crowd. Yeah. And somebody's like, are you in favor of bullying? To me, folks, if you get booed like that, that's not bullying. That is not – I'm sorry. That's not bullying. That's sports fans having fun booing somebody on a Jumbotron. Let's let this story go away. But the fact that it's still sitting here 24 hours later drives me crazy, man. Move on. But I guess if you talk Taylor Swift, people are going to go there and comment, and it drives your numbers up. I know how the game is played, but my goodness, man. Move on.
So Ryan Burr, who works for the Big Ten Network, put out there about an hour ago, the Steelers are inquiring about Trevor Lawrence and potentially trading for him. That'd be interesting. Yeah, so John Robinson gets the job in Jacksonville. First thing he does is trade Trevor Lawrence to Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't think Trevor Lawrence is that good. I think he's overrated. I mean, he's good, but, like, I don't think
Who's
he's
better in this scenario? I mean, right?
Like, is he the answer?
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. You lose that that contract moves up to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So you're out all year. You don't have to pay that money.
Yeah. And you blame it on the last guy. It's not your fault. I want to restart. I want to hit reset.
Trevor Lawrence, let him go. And now, where does Jacksonville pick?
Are they third? No.
The Jags, I believe, are sixth this year.
Sixth? I thought the Raiders were sixth. You might be right, though. They are – because remember, that going into the last weekend, I mean, it all shifted around. The Jags are fifth. Fifth, yeah. So Raiders are sixth.
So it goes Titans, Browns, Giants, Patriots – Raiders.
Jags
Raiders. And Raiders. Okay.
Yep. And then the Jets.
So you have Vrabel, John Robinson, and the Titans all.
Oh, God. Give me that. Just put it right here. Yes.
A three-way trade with everybody that goes
give
on.
Give me all.
I love the chaos, man. This is great.
Oh, man. That would be good. Be certainly something.
Yeah. With all that. He's interviewing today, John Robinson?
I guess.
They probably want to move on. So get in the combine within the next 2 weeks. I mean, you probably want to get your staff in there and go on. I see every reason to hire him.
See, the quarterback shuffle is going to be interesting. So we know Rodgers is out there now, unless Rodgers retires, which I don't think he's going to. I don't think he wants to go out that way.
Right.
the market for him is not going to be huge, but there's still going to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I do think the Titans, I mean, I definitely think the Titans could be in play. I don't think that would be the wisest move, but I think they could be in play. You know, Saints, I mean, are the Saints in play? What would be hilarious, absolutely hilarious, is if the Vikings just let Darnold go and then they sign him, and he literally would have followed Favre's footsteps.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like, he would have done – the only difference would have been Favre only played 1 year with the Jets, which technically Aaron did too, but he was on the team for two.
He's not going to go to the Browns.
No, they can't. No, they got enough there.
Colts have their quarterback in
here. I don't know. I would not rule them out, even though there's a billboard that somebody put up that said the Colts are not signing Aaron Rodgers.
Raiders, to me, is the landing spot. Or he could go across the river to the Giants.
Are he and Brady going to vibe, though?
I think they could. I think because Brady could talk to him, and Brady could corral him in. Brady could tell him what to do. Brady could be this, and if Aaron's got a problem, he can go to Brady because Brady understands what he's going through. But is that going to get you? What's going
to
get you?
I mean,
man?
If you're – okay, let's talk about this coming up next. Because to me, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to look at this one way and one way only. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. One of the greatest TV themes of all time. Who shot JR?
It was Bing Crosby's daughter.
Yeah. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this TV theme Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. I just looked at – so I saw Ryan McGee from ESPN. He tweeted – this was yesterday, but that it might rain Sunday in Daytona Beach.
Right.
I just checked it. Now, it's moved from a 60% chance to a 47% chance, more in the afternoon. So we've improved a little bit, but of course Monday's clear. So I mean, can we just have one Daytona 500?
Monday always clear down there, right? Is this the thing?
Yep. Year they ran it at in prime time on a Monday night, I actually liked that. I thought that was cool. That was when Danica, I think, was on the pole, and Juan Pablo Montoya ran into the jet dryer and it blew up on the racetrack.
Oh, that's right. That's right. God, when was that? Like 2008, 2009? Something along those lines?
Yeah, 10 or 11.
Maybe. A while ago.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they had just repaved the track, and it was funny because all the cars were on the backstretch and had to stop. They couldn't get back to pit road because the jet dryer was in like 3 or 4.
How do you hit a jet dryer?
I don't know. I still don't know. I mean, he hit everything else on the track. So.
I mean, you got a spotter. Watch out for the jet dryer. Okay. Yeah. I mean, then there it is.
Something broke on the car. I can't remember what it was. It reminds me of that line from Days of Thunder when they're under caution and Harry radios into Cole and he goes, "Cole, I want you to do something." He goes, "Okay, Harry, I want you to hit the pace car." "Hit the pace car?" He goes, "Hit the pace car." "Well, what for?" "You hit everything else out there. I want you to be perfect."
That's got one of the greatest lines in movie history for me because Tom Cruise's character has all the concussions and he's in the trailer and he's getting to race the Daytona 500. And she says, "I can't let you race. I cannot let you race. You've got a concussions." And he says, "Claire, I am more afraid of being nothing than I am being scared."
Yeah.
What a lie. Yep. What a great line that is. Yep. Did he win the race? I don't remember.
Yeah, he did. Okay. In Rowdy's car.
That came out in 1990. Gosh.
It did. Randy Quaid's in the movie.
Fred Dalton Thompson.
Yep. He's in. R.I.P. Right. He is
NASCAR president.
Yeah, he's basically Bill France. Yep. Is who he's supposed to be.
Man, that is. Time flies, pal.
And then let's see, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, that's how they met. Who is it that played Rowdy?
He ended up being in he was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of stuff.
JFK.
What's his name? It's a good actor. Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker.
Yep. Michael Rooker.
He had the great line in JFK, I think, when he told Kevin Costner when he got kicked off the team, he says, "How do you know who your daddy is, boy? Because your mama told you so."
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's another good
Michael Rooker, he was also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, that's correct.
Kevin said 2012. That's when Juan Pablo.
2012.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't he a good, like, road car driver or something?
He was road courses, but he was a good IndyCar F1 guy. In fact, I think he won the Indy 500. And, like, hang on. Let me check that.
Why are you checking that? Let me ask you a question.
Pretty sure he did.
Daytona 500 lost its luster?
Here's NASCAR's biggest problem. And they knew they were going to have to address this eventually. They just didn't think it would be when it was. They don't have a guy with the last name of Earnhardt, Petty, or Waltrip. And they thought that they could, you know, use Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, you know. Bill Elliott was pretty popular. It's like, okay, his son, he can kind of carry the sport. They don't have a face. And so, therefore, to answer your question, I'd say yes, it has. Now, it's sold out. It's going to be watched. They need the rain to get out of the way. And,
right.
You know, and they don't have anybody with the last name of Gordon either. You know, shouldn't forget him. But I just they don't have a face. They don't have that guy.
It would dominate conversation the whole week. Right. And I know we're football centric here, and I get all that, but it would just dominate, and you look forward to it, and you get plans on Sunday. And I just think it's lost a tad bit of its luster because I think pro football has become such a giant in everything that it dominates all the coverage. Like today, you watch SportsCenter.
Yes, Juan Pablo did win the Indy 500.
Okay. Are they leading with Daytona duels? Or are they going to lead with Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's just the way it is now. But the purist and race fan still thinks and should always think that Daytona 500 is the Super Bowl of NASCAR. And it is.
Yeah.
The only sport that has their all-star whatever at the beginning of the season instead of at the end, their championship.
It just, you know, I want to see it. I mean, look, the racing's better. They've gotten that fixed. But, like, I was watching old YouTube clips of, like, the late 90s and the early 2000s and just how good it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, even post-Dale Earnhardt, like, it still was good. You know, and you had Dale Jr. and you had Jeff Gordon and you had Jimmy Johnson and Tony and those guys. And, you had the good guys and the bad guys. It was what everybody wanted. You had the villains and the heroes. Yeah. And it's just like you don't really have that anymore.
Right.
Like there's no driver that you absolutely love, and there's no driver that you absolutely hate.
That's a great point. I want to see the driver who looks like he just changed my oil at Packard's BP in Donaldson, who's missing his front teeth, who's going to get out there on Sunday.
Smoked a full pack of Marlboros.
Yeah, it's going to ram me into the wall. I mean, that's the driver. That's the driver we all grew up with.
Rubin's son is racing.
And now there's not that guy out there.
No. Nope.
There's truly not.
They're all, you know, real clean cut. And it just, and that's the other thing. When Bill France Jr. died – and Brian took over. They tried to grow too much. They were too worried about California. And they were too worried about, you know, building something in New York. And Trump was supposed to build a track in, you know, the New York area, and they never did that. And there were just all these things that it was like, I get it. You want to expand, and expansion's good, but don't forget about your roots. And now look what they're doing. Now they're going back to their roots. Mm-hmm. They're reopening places like North Wilkesboro, Rockingham. You know, if the fair board and everybody here would get off their ass, they'd go back to the fairgrounds. Like,
right.
You know, there's Bowman Gray. You know, so they're acknowledging change, but they're also going back to these historic short tracks. And, you know, what NASCAR's doing, their thought process with the Clash is going to a historic short track, you know, paying some money to fix it up. And kind of pay it forward to the next generation. Like, I love that. Like, they spent some money putting in new lights at Bowman Gray and, you know, some improvements there so they could run the Clash. Well, now all the local racers that go to that track and the fans that go and watch the race there, they get to enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I'm with you.
It's in a better place, but I wish it still had that luster. Like, because I agree. Like, even as the biggest NASCAR fan as I am, like I'm excited about this weekend. I'll probably be more excited, you know, once, you know, the green flag flies on Sunday. But it's not that same feeling that I used to have.
No,
because I don't have, like, my favorite driver anymore.
Right, and that plays a lot into it. It's always the good versus evil. Yeah. I mean, we grew up playing, you know, watching football. It was Steelers and Cowboys. We lived here in Nashville. Well, Cowboys are all the pretty boys, and the Steelers are that tough, grinding, you know, blue-collar city. But and it was – you had a reason to root for or against somebody. Now, you make a good point. It's like, eh.
It just, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait for it. There it is. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. But right now, are you hungry? Maybe you want to have a Daytona 500 party on Sunday. You can win, caller number 3 will win a catering voucher from Salsarita's Fresh Mexican Grill, located at 2515 West End Avenue in the heart of Vandy Country. That cater meal will feed up to 10 people, authentic Mexican flavors, dine-in pickup delivery, and catering. Visit them online at salsaritas.com. Caller number 3 right now, 615-737-1025. Days of Thunder bringing us back. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel and, of course, live today at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be here next Tuesday. It's a little earlier next week.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
Can't wait.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
How many bowls of oatmeal today?
Zero.
Oh, okay. Zero. I'm proud of you.
Got a physical later on today.
Well, hope it goes well.
Thank you. It should. I feel good about myself.
Well, I feel good about it, too, so that's good.
Do you have a ride, Joe?
Still, I don't.
Are you busy?
Are you
taking me down? Dr. Great has become Joe's personal driver.
Yes.
Listen, the meter's running, buddy.
I'd rather have you take me than Clay. Clay's somewhere pouting right now.
Glad I don't
call
get a negative
Clay.
Review.
No, don't. We don't have time for that today. don't call him. Call Pogue Show.
Are we? Yeah, right. Are we getting the bonus hour?
No.
We're not doing bonus hour?
We're not.
Okay. All right.
So, with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jared Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Just visit them at jaredcompaniesinc.com.
All right, gentlemen, first on the list we have here, that's not the pop-up I want, Dream Your Sweet Day is what it says. Dream Your Sweet Day. So...
Well, all right then.
Yeah, do that. I don't know what that really means, but okay. Employee Legal Awareness Day. So, you know, employees, legal awareness. Galentine's Day. I believe that's the Valentine's that women celebrate. Yes. Let's see here.
That's the one where they all go out and, you know, are glad they're single.
Bash on men, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Get a Different Name Day. I think I'm good with mine.
Would your name be, Dr. Crank, or something else?
Ooh, that's a tough question, Joe. I'd say like a Roberto or I don't know, something just
Roberto
different.
Roberto Crane.
Yeah, Roberto Crane. There you go.
I like it. All right.
Roberto. Let's see, International Day of Self-Love. So go ahead and love yourself.
Isn't that every day? No.
So this is on here twice. But
family
I'm just
show.
Continue. We also have Kiss Day. So that's, I guess, because the holiday season coming up Valentine's. Yeah. National
like the band. I love Kiss. Yeah, they're a great band.
They're great.
Seen them twice.
National Breakup with Your Carrier Day. So your phone carrier. National Cheddar Day. Love me some good cheddar cheese. National Crab Ragoon Day. So
yummy.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, how about this National Italian Food Day? Love me some.
Hey, there you go.
How
shout
about
out to Nani.
There we go. National Tortellini Day. We're going to go right behind that.
Tortellini.
Yummy.
Love me some tortellini. And then to wrap it up, World Radio Day. So.
Oh, it is World Radio Day.
How about it?
Okay. Nice job. Is that
I
it?
I will have to do a post later.
That is
so
it,
everybody
sir.
Knows that.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years. Our first birthday, she was in Greece. She was Jeb Bartlett's first lady on West Wing, Stockard Channing.
Oh, yeah.
How old is Stockard Channing?
74.
80.
81.
Oh, wow.
She's 81. So Grease came out in 78. So that was.
Well, the West Wing, I mean, West Wing came out
in 99.
Yeah, that's a great show.
So she was a 35-year-old high school senior. Nice. Yeah. All right, next birthday is singer Peter Gabriel, who weirdly enough looks like me in the morning.
Say like 74.
70.
75. Going to shock the monkey, buddy. 75. Who is this guy? Next up is.
He says that about you, too.
Singer Henry Rollins. He was in the movie Heat, too.
70.
65.
64.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Crane knows the default on these things. Pretty actress. I've never seen her in anything, though. Kelly Hu. That's not an actress. We're not playing that one. That's okay. Her name.
Who?
Exactly. he's the biggest star in the world, except in America. Singer Robbie Williams.
38.
50.
51. Dr. Oh, wow. Crane's up 3-1. Actress Mina Savari. Was she the Rose Girl in God, the movie came out in 2000, was the movie of the year with Kevin Spacey was in it. Oh, it's killing me.
American Beauty?
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Yes.
45. 48. 46.
It's now 3-2. Dr. Crane's up. Let's see. Oh, he took over for Buford Posser after Joe Don Baker did it. Actor Bo Svenson.
77 78 84.
Actor singer David Naughton. He was an American Werewolf in London, and I'm a Pepper, you're a Pepper, wouldn't you like to be a Dr. Pepper too? He was the singer on that thing. David Naughton.
72.
Is he related to Cal Naughton Jr.?
Yeah, he is
Cal Naughton Jr.
I'm gonna go 58.
74. It's now tied at 3. Good job, Chase. Actor, where are you? Where'd you go? Neil McDonough. Neil McDonough. He's in Yellowstone. He was in Minority Report. He's in Boomtown. He's not kin to H.I. McDonough.
60.
62.
59. Chase is up 4-3. All right, time for the sports part of this. Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski. How old is Coach K?
76.
72.
78. Chasers up 5-3. Could pull away and win it here. Former Tennessee running back Charlie Garner had a nice little stay in the National Football League playing for the Eagles. Charlie Garner.
65. 58. 53.
Last birthday. Dr. Crane, you can tie it. Chase, you can win it. Hall of Famer Randy Moss.
Good to see him back on ESPN.
It
after
is.
His cancer battle. Randy Moss. 52.
54. 48.
Oh, wow.
Chaser brings it. I'm good week for the Chase. I think you're up 3-1 now. 5-3, you win.
Okay. All right. We'll take that. That will do it for us from Kitchen Notes.
Hey, look, we every day we send the same message because we love you guys. You're going through something or anything, please reach out, talk to somebody. It's okay to cry. It's okay to let your feelings out. We've done it all before. It's okay to do all that because we love you. On your cell phone, you can call or text 988. That number is there 24 hours a day. It's there for you to use. So please talk to somebody. If you want to talk to us, you know how to reach out to us. We love talking to you guys and letting you know how much we love you and how much this journey is great, and we're here for you. As we say all the time, we love you. More importantly, more than anything else, God loves you.
And by the way, Celebrity Birthdays brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com. That'll do it for us. DVD coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.